You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Now, are you feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, irritable, gosh, or even anxious? Now, do you find yourself constantly nervous, worrying all the time? Now, our guest today believes that, like millions of people out there, you can be experiencing brain drain. Now, he believes brain drain is triggered by lifestyle issues. Now, we're all glued to our devices and electronics. We're eating excessive amounts of processed foods and overloaded with environmental toxins. And, of course, we're barely sleeping out there. Now, Dr. Mike Dow is the author of Heal Your Drained Brain, Naturally Relieve Anxiety, Combat Insomnia, and Balance Your Brain in Just 14 days. Now, he is here to share his best strategies to eliminate brain drain so you can start feeling better today. Thanks for being here, Dr. Mike. Now, I'd love to ask
you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Is it Dr. Mike or Dr. Dowd?
Dr. Mike's good, or just Mike is fine as well.
Awesome. Now, I'd like to know, and I'm sure the listeners want to know, what is your definition of brain drain and what are the root causes of it?
Well, it's basically the result of our modern life. So you turn on the news today and there is the threat of a nuclear war. There are terrorist attacks. There's unpredictable danger. We're sleeping less. We're working more. So it's basically the way we're living. In fact, you know, I sort of gave birth to this book. This book started backstage at the Dr. Oz show when one of my I was working on a segment. And one of my friends who's a senior producer there just about had a panic attack when there was a terrorist attack over a year ago. And she just said, I just can't take it anymore, you know. And this, by the way, is somebody who's used to dealing with stress. You know, TV producers, that's their job. You know, so what happens in the brain, you know, so I think that's sort of interesting that even the people in our country who are used to dealing with stress have now reached the point that their brains have become so drained that they can no longer handle it. So basically this, you know, the book is called Heal Your Drained Brain. So, you know, thank you for that great question. What is brain drain? It is when, you know, neurochemically what's happening in the brain, there are three brain drainers. So when you're stressed out, there are three brain draining stress hormones, adrenaline, norepinephrine, and cortisol. And then there are all these other, what I call the brain balancers. These are the feel-good neurotransmitters, GABA, serotonin, acetylcholine, melatonin, endorphins, all of these feel-good hormones, neurotransmitters that work in different ways that are running too low in people around the country who are chronically stressed, not sleeping well. So that is the definition of brain drain.
So brain drain also involves, as you're saying, the outer environment affecting our inner chemicals. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right.
Right. So then, you know, we're talking not just, I mean, you know, like your friend, you were saying she had a panic attack, but it's not just the work, but isn't it also the way we think of things, how we perceive our environment and what's going on in our lives?
Absolutely. So, you know, I talk, what's really fascinating, I think your listeners would be really interested to know that if we don't frame anxiety in the right way, so if you take the worries and if you're not thinking in the right way, so we know that people who ruminate, we know that people who use a lot of catastrophic thinking, you're actually shrinking your brain. So the most advanced part of your brain, the most uniquely human part of the brain, people who don't know how to manage those worries shrink the prefrontal cortex, right? So we really want to know, we want to know how to reframe worry. We want to know how to use cognitive techniques, you know, these Jedi mind tricks, if you will, to let worry go, you know, and I have a lot of these, of course, these tricks in the book and, you know, strategies and, you know, hopefully you have your own and, you know, your listeners have a few that work for them. And hopefully you can pick up a few along the way because what we want big, beautiful brains because big, beautiful brains can let worries go and worries that brains that are chronically stressed worries sort of get caught in a loop, and then that shrinks our brain. And then future worries are more likely to get stuck in our brain, which shrinks our brains even more, and that's what we don't want.
Great. You know, I know that you're practicing psychotherapist. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes. Yeah, so then you see, you know, hundreds of people, I'm sure, who've got these stressors, the modern stressors of life, and you can share that one-on-one. So writing a book on how we can relieve ourselves of this brain drain is super important. And within the book, you said that you have a great deal of different types of modalities or techniques to help us relieve our brain drain. Now, right away, right now, I'm thinking about all of these meditation. In the Los Angeles area, we have meditation studios everywhere. It's like the big hot thing to do is to go to these meditation centers. And do you recommend them as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, meditation is fantastic. We know that meditation, I talk about the sympathetic versus the parasympathetic nervous system a lot in this book. And, you know, what meditation is great at is shifting from the sympathetic, a.k.a. fight or flight, to the parasympathetic, a.k.a. the rest and digest nervous system. And that's what you want, right? You want to shift away from fight or flight because that, your body's shooting out those brain drainers. And you want to shift it into that parasympathetic because then your body's going to up those brain balancers, right? Meditation is one way to do that. You know, mindfulness meditation, other forms of meditation, mantra meditation. I also have a lot of, but meditation doesn't work for all people. Some people, I find, for example, I have meditation in my book, but I also have self-hypnosis. I prefer self-hypnosis. You know, for me, my brain, just the way my fast brain operates, I find meditation to be a little boring. I find self-hypnosis to work a little bit more effectively. For other brains, meditation works more effectively. I have autogenic training in the book. There's sort of a smorgasbord, if you will, a buffet. And, you know, you sort of learn all of these different techniques. I have nutrition. I have a protocol I created called energy-based cognitive therapy, which takes yoga techniques and blends them with cognitive behavioral therapy. You try all these practices, you see which one works for you and your brain, and then you sort of have this toolkit to balance your brain.
I like the fact that you believe the same thing as I do regarding not everyone can do the Om, you know, mantra thing. And because I know I can't. Similar like you, my brain is it goes very, very fast. So the way I do it is literally connecting and grounding myself to nature, which I call nature bathing. I wrote all about it in my book, 7-Day Algae Makeover. And just being outdoors under the sun or just communing with nature, it really makes a difference. Being in the ocean, that can, within seconds, get me totally in a parasympathetic load, you know, and so thank you for sharing that. You mentioned something about a minute ago about autogenic therapy. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, autogenic training. Yep.
Autogenic training. Can you explain that a little bit before we move on to our next question?
Yeah, so autogenic training was actually based off of, it grew out of hypnosis. So it was, again, one of these clinically valid techniques, and it uses a very specific script that, you know, of course, I have the script in my book that you use to move your brain into a state of parasympathetic, aka rest and digest activation. So, you know, telling yourself that your hands are warm and heavy. And what's really interesting is that, you know, if you use a hand thermometer, once you get into the state of relaxation, you'll notice that there is a slight increase in temperature in your hand. So we can actually, that's one of the ways we can see and measure that your body is in a state of rest, right? So we can see it in your brain waves. We can see it in your body temperature. And it's interesting that, when you shift from, the state of fight or flight, you know, looking at just where blood flow, So if a tiger was about to chase you, you know, the blood flow would need to move into the organ, that your body would need for a quick getaway. right? And then once your body is returning to rest, the blood flow could return back into the organs that are needed just to, you know, as it's called, rest and digest. So we see these really subtle changes in blood flow and temperature. So, you know, these aren't airy-fairy, things that we're making up. These are real scientifically valid, measurable variables that are clinically proven. And I think they're really interesting that doctors and scientists have been studying them for years. Autogenic training was first established in Europe. I think it was about 100 years ago. The date's in my book. I'm forgetting the exact date, but, you know, physicians really, really, discovered this. And, you know, it's something that I think, as Western medicine is now, you know, I think there was a paradigm shift, right? We used to use natural strategies, and then we started using a lot of benzodiazepines. And now we're realizing as, you know, in the last 10 years has been all of these overdose deaths, too much Xanax, too much Ativan. And now I think the pendulum is moving back towards these natural strategies. And I think we're rediscovering a lot of them. And I think it's sort of a really exciting time.
More with Dr. Suzanne Bennett coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the cycling IQ or running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/wellnessforlife or mention the promo code wellnessforlife when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/wellnessforlife. Now back to Dr. Suzanne Bennett.
I'm glad that you explained that autogenic training, and I'm going to definitely look into that even for myself. You know, I know also, at least for my patients, I look at heart rate variability, which looks at your nervous system. And
I love that.
You love it too. There's you know, neurotherapy, or I should say like biofeedback, but neurofeedback therapy that has been very, very highly accepted in our profession as well. Do you recommend that type of treatment?
I'm a neurotherapist. I love heart rate variability. I love neurotherapy. All of these things are actually quite related. You know, I think a lot of patients think that they're very separate, but they're actually very, very similar. So, for example, self-hypnosis. You know, if I were to hook some electrodes on a patient's brain, we would start to see, beta waves are the brain waves. They're fast brain waves associated with anxiety, also with pain. And if you're using, for example, the self-hypnosis script, we're going to see a lot of very, very slow theta brain waves. If you're using one of the mindfulness meditation scripts in my book, we're going to see slow alpha brain waves, which are not quite as slow as theta. They're a little bit faster than theta, but they're still very relaxed and they're associated with relaxation, right? So if we're using heart rate variability training or we're using neurofeedback, that's one way to slow the brain waves down with, through the help of a patient seeing the brain waves on a TV or computer screen. Meditation does the exact same thing just in a low tech way, right? It's cheaper because you don't need a computer to do it, right? So I think a lot of these protocols are all doing the same thing, just, they're just a different way. And it's just a matter of what works for you. I like all of them. You know, I actually put some of them together. I like to use neurofeedback so I can see somebody's brain waves change using these, all of these protocols, you know, whether it's autogenic training, whether it's meditation, whether it's self-hypnosis. You can actually see a patient's brain waves changing, and you can see their brain starting to slow down, which, by the way, is the same thing. You know, if you're taking Xanax, if somebody's drinking alcohol to self-medicate their anxiety, you know, that's one way to slow your brain down. But you know, these natural practices, by the way, you know, I also recommend high doses of omega-3s in my book. That's another way to slow your brain waves down. You know, healthier foods. You know, we know that B vitamins, vitamin C, those are ways that your body probiotics. These are, your body manufactures GABA, serotonin, with these cofactors, with these amino acids and vitamins, and that helps to slow your brain waves down as well. So, you know, I think it's really fascinating that they're all sort of, all of these practices sort of go together, and I think people will be really happy to discover that, because it means that there are natural cures that work.
I love everything that you're saying, because, you know, for you, you're saying do what works. You try it and you do what works. And I love that, you know, inspiration in that direction too. I love self-help hypnosis. In fact, my first time I ever used it was about, gosh, it must have been, geez, over 30 something years ago when I was in college. When I was in college, my roommate would always stay up later than me, and the lights are always on, and I had to use self-hypnosis. I learned it through just reading a book on self-hypnosis, and it was the only way I was able to sleep, the only way I was able to get deep sleep. For me, getting deep sleep is to help my heart rate variability, and I know that you talk a lot about that in your book. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's fascinating. You know, self-hypnosis is wonderful. It's correlated with a great heart rate variability. You know, and by the way, you know, I have to mention something to your listeners also. One of the stats that I open Heal Your Brain with is an untreated anxiety disorder makes you four times more likely to develop high blood pressure, which is the number one cause of preventable death in the world, right? So there is this correlation between what's going on with your heart and what's going on with your brain. And if you don't take care of that, that is not just going to feel uncomfortable to you. It could actually end up killing you. So we really do want to take care, very good care of our brain. And, you know, going back to self-hypnosis now for a second, self-hypnosis, you know, when you increase those theta waves, it puts your brain into a state where, you know, you can deliver positive suggestions, and your brain is very open to them. So whether you need to sleep with the lights on because you have a roommate who won't turn the lights off, or you want to tell yourself that this year you're going to exercise daily and it's going to feel effortless and easy to you, and then all of a sudden you're going to notice, wow, I'm exercising, and I don't have to, it doesn't feel like it's work anymore. You know, whatever your goals are, you know, it's just fascinating what the brain can do if you really give the brain what it needs at the right time, and you're sort of using all of these strategies together. I just think it's, the brain is such a fascinating organ. You know, I believe it's our most precious organ. It's our most advanced organ. It's the organ that makes us who we are. You know, it's our personality. It's everything, really. So I'm fascinated by it, and there's just ways that we can use it to our advantage instead of using it as something that's setting us up for failure.
Several years ago, I really dug deep into, you talked about the brain being so important, but I'm also looking at the second brain, our gut. I treat a great deal of gut disorders, and pretty much every gut disorder patient have psychological and mental also disturbances, you know, mood disorders. And so digging deep into the second brain, I found that there's a lot of information now on the probiotics. There's a group of doctors in Ireland, and they coined the term psychobiotics, that there are specific probiotics, our microbiome, that produce healthy neurotransmitters, and neurotransmitters that will keep you more relaxed so that you feel happier and more calmer and be able to handle day-to-day stresses. That often it's just not the brain in your head, but the brain in your gut that's controlling you.
1,000%. There's all of those brain balancers I mentioned about GABA, serotonin. You're absolutely right. There are specific bacteria that are manufacturing those specific brain balancers. And, you know, we now know that by consuming a probiotic daily, we see a significant reduction in anxiety in a very short amount of time if you just consume that probiotic daily. So I think that's really exciting news for people who thought that Xanax was the only answer. Isn't it amazing? You know, I think I have a little section in my book, probiotics, the new Paxil, because it really is an alternative for a lot of people. If they're eating this Western diet, full of sugar, not enough probiotics, there was a study here, in LA at UCLA, a group of one subjects a probiotic daily and a milk product, a product with no probiotics. And, after just 30 days, there was a very significant decrease in anxiety in the group who were eating the product with the probiotic. So it really is a clinically proven treatment for people who want to experience a reduction in anxiety. So it's really exciting. And, it's found in your local grocery store. And by the way, it's not just in the grocery store. In my appendix in Heal Your Drained Brain, I also have a recipe so that you can make your own kombucha. I have recipes so that you can take everyday vegetables and ferment them so that you can not just buy kefir or store-bought kombucha or yogurt, but you can also take vegetables and ferment them. So now everyday foods now have probiotics, which is kind of fun as well.
Great. I love probiotics. I mean, fermented foods. I'm Korean, so all I do is eat kimchi every day. And we all know that that's really one of the most unique foods, and that a lot more people are now eating. And it's very much like a spicy sauerkraut, but it's loaded. It's fermented and cultured with the best of the best natural probiotics so that can help you. So, you mentioned that it's in very fast, quickly, you can shift your drained brain. And in your book, you say that it's in 14 days you can shift. So that means that I'm assuming doing everything that you recommend, if you can put it all together, like as you did in your program, you'll start to really see a shift. I mean, that can really happen. I'm assuming you've done this with many, many patients.
Yeah, over the years of treating thousands of patients, I've discovered what worked, and some of these fixes work instantly. Cognitive behavioral tools sometimes they work in 5 minutes. Sometimes a change in perspective, sometimes a reframe. So you take these cognitive behavioral tools, you put them together with exercise, with pranayama techniques, or breathing techniques. You put them together with mindfulness techniques. Spirituality, autogenic training, self-hypnosis, and, in my program there, you put them all together in 14 days, and all of a sudden, you start to feel really good, I have a whole chapter, of course, insomnia is in my subtitle, so I have a whole chapter on cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, which, the American College of Physicians now recommends. This was just, I think, last year or the year before. They recommend CBTI, cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, as the first line treatment, not medication, for insomnia now in this country. But a lot of people don't know what CBTI is or how to implement it. So I break it down in this book. There's a 3-level version of it, that no one else has. So whether you have mild, moderate, or acute insomnia, there's a level of CBTI for you. So that's part of the program as well. So whether you're experiencing anxiety, fatigue, adrenal fatigue, you put all these things together and you're sleeping better, you're stressing less, you're sleeping more soundly, and you're going to feel more like yourself again.
That's great. Yeah. Just like your book title, subtitle says, balance your brain in just 14 days. Oh, I think everyone needs this, even children. Don't you believe children can use this too?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if we can give children the tools as their brains are developing, you know, we give them the self-regulation tools. We give them, you know, the omega-3, you know, I have a list of the omega-3 superfoods, and we give them all of that DHA, which is, you know, sort of the Play-Doh of the brain, so that as their brains are developing, they get that DHA, which serves as the Play-Doh. So as their brains are making new connections, the brain has that Play-Doh it needs to make the connections, which, by the way, we as adults, we need that too. And, you know, that's why we see in research that DHA prevents, you know, I call, you know, DHA does two things. You know, in my last book, The Brain Fog Fix, I called the DHA your think better omega-3 because it prevents dementia. But in this book, I call it your sleep soundly omega-3 because it's also shown to promote restful sleep. You know, EPA, the other usable form of omega-3, is more associated with a reduction in anxiety. So, you know, when you look at these two usable forms of omega-3, they do different things. But yes, going back to children, yes, if we give children these tools, if they can eat probiotics, you know, they're going to, isn't it so fascinating that, you know, as a baby passes through, is delivered vaginally, that child is exposed to bacteria that even at birth, you know, versus a C-section, that child is going to have a healthier gut flora than a child delivered via C-section. So it all starts at birth. Isn't that fascinating? You know, we now know that, and it makes a difference. You know, we don't want to sterilize homes to the nth degree. You know, if you're using alcohol sanitizers, you know, a few years ago, they finally got rid of triclosan out of all of the soaps because, you know, it kills bad bacteria, but it kills good bacteria. And it kills the good bacteria in our gut. And that's affecting our children as well, right? So it's so interesting that, yeah, this is affecting our kids as well. It's fascinating.
Well, Heal Your Drained Brain by Dr. Mike Dow. Thanks so much for being here. Now, I know that it's available on order on Amazon and soon to be out on the bookshelves, correct?
That is correct. It's out Feb 6. You can get it wherever books are sold. And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, really loved having you and love to have you here back for other information because you're just great with everything when it comes to, and cognitive behavior is something that I really am interested in because I see it, you know, that people really need the help nowadays. In modern times, a lot of us are just not thinking clearly and we're just not at peace with ourselves. Thanks so much for being here. Awesome. Now, all right. Now, everyone out there, thank you for being part of the Wellness for Life radio show listener community. Now, if you enjoyed the show, we would love it if you leave us a raving review on iTunes. And don't forget to connect with me on Instagram and Facebook. And then until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.